changed. God's in control, and he is very much working out his purposes in the land, in this land. And what I hope over these next few minutes together is to just share stories. We all like stories, don't we? Two of you like stories. That's good. We all like stories. And I'd just like to share some stories with you of what we've seen the Lord do just over some of that 16-year period. Stories that let us see, stories that aren't going to make the news headlines, but let us see today and encourage us that God is working out his purposes in our land. Yes, we want to pray for much, much more, but he is working out his purposes. As we say, it was May 1999 that the journey began, and that's what we would have seen in the video. Sorry about all that confusion earlier. But Crown Jesus was really birthed out of a desire to see a spiritual revival in this land, and I'm pretty sure that's a shared passion amongst all of us here. And the vision was to see the people of Ireland crown Jesus Lord of their lives. And it was it's been an amazing journey. I can remember back to the very start when all we began with was a dream, a mobile phone so we could contact people, and a few business cards. And it's been pretty special how God has taken all of that and transformed it into something that we believe is making a significant difference around the land. We now have 8 people working on our paid staff. They're 9 gap year students, directors, Norman Adams, of course, as one of them, and other volunteers, and all of the people who are involved with the ministry are full of ambition and full of innovation, and it's a sort of environment I just love to be in and love to work in as well. The promo video that you would have seen earlier, I wish you could have seen it, because one of the problems with it is that we need to get a new one done. One of the problems is you would have seen is every time people came to video me when I was doing a preach somewhere, I was wearing the same silly stripy jumper. And unfortunately, there was one day I was apologizing for this. I showed the video and apologized for the jumper, and then I looked down and what was I wearing? I was wearing the same silly stripy jumper. But we're going to get a new video, so maybe the next time I come, Stephen, I maybe get to show it then. But also since that video was made, we've moved into new premises in Belfast, and there's been a whole lot of new things going on, and also in Monaghan, and there's been a huge renovation project that's gone in to our premises in Belfast, and we were delighted on Monday night to open the facilities there, and we had a full house who came to hear Canon J. John, who I'm sure some of you have heard of, speaking. And actually contained within those offices in Calvin Street is a 4,000 square foot hall that we had that event in. And it's going to be brilliant for us to help lift the vision of Crown Jesus to again do a different level, as we use that for community projects like running a food bank, fun days, all sorts of things to connect with the great community that we have around the offices, and also to do things like a house of prayer and a school of evangelism. But Crown Jesus is a busy ministry. As I'm sure this is a very busy church. We're a busy ministry. To give you an idea, we've put together a busy slide, which lets you see this, that over the last year, we've been able to share God's word with around 70,000 people, and we've seen him save wonderfully nearly 200. We've ministered in 180 schools, ran 2 major one-way events, 5 nights of hub, and summer outreaches. We rolled out Shine across the nation and carried out partner church projects in Ballygolly, Lurgan, Castlereagh, Monaghan and Dungannon, each of which saw new outreach programs set up. So it's a busy, busy ministry. However, rather than just stats, I want to share some stories with you of what we have seen, stories that will encourage us again with what God's doing around the nation and that he's working out his purposes. For those of you who remember the project here, you'll understand what I mean when I say that Crown Jesus always does its evangelism in partnership with churches. We never want to be the bandwagon that rolls into town, holds an event, rolls out without any accountability or connection with local churches. We always work with fellowships because the potential for a lasting impact is greater. Because what you have is a body of people who can be released and encouraged and inspired and mobilized in evangelism. But you also have the opportunity to reach new people and a spiritual home where people can be discipled. And over the years, we've had the opportunity to set up lots of different projects, everything from men's ministries to life groups, adult ventures to cafe churches. outreach projects that are still helping those churches today connect with their communities. Sorry, I get a wee bit of interference, is there? Yeah, I'll just carry on anyway. But let me share the lasting impact of two of those projects that can just encourage you to see the impact that comes from it. 10 years ago, we were working in our third year of doing summer program with Hillsborough Bible Week. And during that, a God conversation happened. There's a guy came along to us and he said, "I'd love you to come and help me to reach young people in Ahuckle." And once we worked out where on earth Ahuckle was, we started to meet with these guys, to pray with them, and we actually realized there are loads of fantastic people there. And we were able to pull together a team and start a project which was called Deep Fish. And it was called that because the Christians wanting to go deeper in God and to catch new fish. And over 3 summers, we just worked with them to put together just innovative and creative ways of reaching young people and children too. And it was class just to see God moving and touching people's lives and bringing people that saving knowledge of Jesus. But after 3 years, it was time for us to step back and let the church take the work on. And it's great because 10 years on, Deep Fish is still running, but at a completely different level as it reaches into 2 different countries around the world and around 4 different places in Northern Ireland. And every summer, there's thousands of people are reached through the Deep Fish program. And we are just thankful to God for a lasting impact that comes through partnership. Nearly 4 years ago, we partnered with 20 churches in Bangor. You've all heard of Bangor? Yeah, you're a lively bunch, honestly. It's great. Yes, we partnered with 20 churches in Bangor. Of course, you know where Bangor is. And one of those fellowships was West Presbyterian, a church I'm sure many of you are aware of. And West asked us to help them set up a cafe church, and which is just an innovative way of doing Sunday worship that can connect with unchurched, non-Christian people. And again, a team was set up, trained and equipped, and cafe church began. And instantly God started to bless this program, and the hall was filled where we were having it, and people started to come to faith. Lots of lovely stories, like a soldier who was just about to go back in active service in Afghanistan, who just came to church that Sunday and met with Jesus in a really special way. But again, it's the lasting impact that we're interested in. And 4 years on, we're now back with West Presbyterian right now doing a project with them to take that forward and possibly look at planting another cafe church in another part of Bangor. The lovely thing here is, and be encouraged with this, there are around 150 people packing out cafe church every Sunday, many of whom are not Christian people. And over the past number of weeks, 8 adults have come to faith. And actually, since partnering with West, we've had opportunities, the Lord's opened up opportunities to work with fellowships in Monaghan and also Belfast to set up similar cafe church ventures. And again, we're thankful to him for that lasting impact. Just a couple of stories out of many that we could share today from our journey that has seen initiatives set up that are still lasting. Stories that aren't going to reach the news headlines, but let us see today, God's working out his purposes in our nation. Also, we're really thankful to the Lord for how he's used Crown Jesus to see people come to faith. It's probably an important thing for an evangelistic ministry that God does work through it in that way. And we're so grateful to him for many, many people who have come to faith. 13 years ago, we were doing a project in Carrick. I remember it well because that's where I met my wee wife, and I don't forget it. But I also remember it because of the Lord's saving work, which was wonderful. We used to just go around the streets of Carrick, just chatting to people and getting to know them. You know, evangelism isn't rocket science. It's actually quite simple when we think about it, because it's just about connecting with people. It's about building relationships with people that ultimately can count for the Lord. And as we went around the streets, we bumped into a number of, I don't want to say elderly folk, because I'm looking at some of you may be similar ages, but they were older than I was. And they always sat in the corner of a shopping centre. And every time we would go around, we would bump into them and have a bit of crack. And it's okay to have a bit of crack, isn't it? Have a bit of crack. And eventually that relationship built. And it got to the stage where they said, look, one of them actually said, would one of the team pray for my sore knee? So that was great. And one of the team prayed for her. And it was just amazing because God just came into that situation and started to touch this lady's knee. And she said, I feel something happening to my knee. So then all of a sudden her friend starts saying, oh, here, son, will you pray for my back? What about my sore shoulder? Will you pray for me too? And it was lovely because we often pray to God, will you present yourself in our meetings? But there's something dynamic about the prayer that says, Lord, would you help me to carry your presence, not just experience in the meeting, but to carry your presence out from here into my world that I'll be in this week so that it can make an impact. And that intervention of God's presence there opened up a wonderful opportunity. We ran an alpha course with those ladies in the corner of that shopping center over the next number of weeks. And it was brilliant when Hannah, who's sitting on the right-hand side of a very good-looking young evangelist, that's actually me, when Hannah, 72 years of age, came to faith. I also remember 8 years ago, just stories over the journey, of a window cleaner who came to our office looking for business, and one of the team started to witness to him, and he came under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and he took a book home with him to read, and a couple of days later, he came back to tell us that he had become a Christian. What was the lasting impact for Gary? Well, from that moment on, he cleaned our windows free of charge, which was good. Cleaned our windows free of charge. But we know that he's actively still involved in his church today. I'm actually going to be in his fellowship in a couple of months' time, and it'll be great to hook up with him again. 5 years ago, we met with Graham during a project in Newton Abbey, and Graham had lots of different issues. He suffered from depression, he had difficulties in his family, and he had actually considered lots of different ways of trying to take away his problems. And Graham hadn't been to church in 19 years, and that might sound strange just because we're in church every week, but there are lots of people like it. People have never been to church, but he just decided to go one Sunday morning, and he heard about the Crown Jesus Journey course, which is our alpha style initiative that we run. And on the first night of the journey, he came along, and he wasn't a big reader, and he admitted that, and he told us it, but he saw a book, he wanted to buy it, and he took it home, couldn't put it down, and 2 days later, Graham was a Christian. And what was the lasting impact for him? Well, during that journey course, his mum and his aunt also became Christians, and his marriage was restored wonderfully, and Graham is still involved in his church today, which is all, it's good stuff, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's good to just to hear what the Lord's doing. A couple more stories. Hub is our bi-monthly youth event, and we actually had one last night, but in Orangefield Presbyterian Church. And in September there, that was the first one of the new season, there were 650 young people who came out to it, and there were 20 people came into the follow-up room afterwards. And normally what would happen in a scenario like that is one of the team will address everybody corporately to encourage the young people, and then individual counsellors will come in and start the process of follow-up. So it was my turn to go in and speak to everybody on this occasion, and went in and looked around the room, and there was a lady sitting in the corner who I assumed was a youth worker or a youth leader. But afterwards, looking through the sheets, discovered she was actually a 52-year-old lady giving her life to Jesus at our youth event, and I thought, that's amazing. And not only that, I just thought, how courageous of that lady to make herself vulnerable in front of the people who she came with and to go into a room full of teenagers. But on the Monday after, we phoned our minister, part of the follow-up process, and he said, I already know about Elizabeth. She was out in church yesterday, the first time in years, telling everybody about what God has done in her life. Brilliant, because in that church, that minister, he's inherited a legacy in that church where actually only one of his leaders is a Christian, and now he's got two, and we're just trusting that's going to bring a massive encouragement and just really take the work of the gospel forward in that church. What will the lasting impact be for Elizabeth? Well, only God knows that, but we trust the fruit will come from her life. I can share other stories with you about Shine. It's actually a current program. If you remember, please pray for Shine. Again, I was saying about the opportunities in school, they're endless. And Shine is where we resource school scripture unions to just reach out to their peers and to do something creative to reach their friends for Jesus. There are 60 post-primary schools involved in this. The reach every year is around 10,000 young people. And this year, some very generous people allowed us to purchase specifically made Mark's Gospels. And already there's 10,000 of them ordered, been distributed around an unchurched generation. And we believe in the power of God's word here, don't we? Yes, we definitely do. Well, please pray for that, that God's word, the entrance of God's word brings light, and that God's word will shine in the many hearts, and that people will come to faith in him. Actually, the really exciting thing about Shine is groups in England, Scotland, and Wales have heard about it, and the potential is next year Shine could be rolled out right across the UK, impacting dear knows how many people. Would appreciate your prayers for it. Basically, what I'm trying to do today is just to reconnect you with the vision by sharing some stories. No matter how spiritually apathetic our land becomes, we still believe that God is sovereign, that he hasn't changed, and that he's in control. And what we're actually seeing in Crown Jesus is it's only a small smidgen of the reality of what God is doing around the land. It's really, today is about encouraging us. But for those of us in Crown Jesus, it's been awesome to see how God has taken people with a dream, a phone, and a few business cards and transformed that into something really significant. And we hope that you're encouraged with the vision. We are thankful for the past, but hugely ambitious for the future. And we've already just opened a new office in the Republic of Ireland, in Monaghan. And that is going to be the first of 5 satellite offices that we want to set up in key strategic areas in the south of Ireland. Just onto the next slide there, which shows just different areas that we want to be in. That'll put Crown Jesus in a place to reach anywhere in Ireland with the gospel. But we'd love you to journey with us, folks. How can you do that? Well, first of all, you might pray for us. And if you have time, I know some of your prayer lists are probably full, but if some of you feel that you have time, maybe you'd like to sign up for our bi-monthly prayer letter. And there's forms in the foyers where you can actually do that. Secondly, if we can be of any help to your fellowship in the future in helping build bridges with communities or setting up evangelistic projects, please just get in touch. We'd love to be involved. And also, even if you're stuck for preachers, as I'm sure you're not, but would love to come back and share God's word here too. But lastly, and most importantly, you can respond today by offering yourself afresh to the Lord for him to make a lasting impact through you. You see, if all I do today is just share encouraging stories about what God's doing around the land, we'll actually miss the potential of this service and miss the mark with it all, because it is much more important that every single one of us is fired up in our hearts and our spirits to go out and to shine in all the different worlds that we live in. There is so much potential here today. Every single one of us will meet non-Christian people here today that your ministry team and the folks in Crown Jesus may never meet. And that's why God never came up with a strategy for evangelism that said, this is something the minister does. It would be crazy to have a strategy like that, because you meet people that the ministry team may never meet. And so we want to go into this week encouraged and ready to shine for him. We're all desiring to see revival in this land, folks. Well, revival starts with each and every one of us. And God wants to shine his love through us this week. But often when we hear challenges like this in the reading earlier about being the aroma of Christ, we can feel uncomfortable, we can feel ill-equipped, we can feel like we can't do this. And if you are feeling like that this morning, I've got an encouraging word for you. When Paul brought the message of the aroma of Christ, he finished that passage of Scripture saying, who is equal to such a task? And that's what we're saying here. We're often, God, how can I do this? Well, he answered the question in the next chapter by saying this, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6, God makes us competent as ministers of the new covenant or of the gospel. That's brilliant. God makes us competent. Yes, he asks us to go and shine, but he's the one who works through our witness to touch the hearts of those who we'll meet this week. Yes, he asks us to be intentional in the way we go into this week, to look for opportunities to share about his love. But he's the one who'll take all our efforts, even the fumbling efforts to answer those awkward God questions or stumbling efforts to witness. He's the one who'll take all of that and work through it to touch people's lives and bring transformation. Why? Because God's in the business of working through our weakness to show his power, of taking people like you and me who are sitting here this morning thinking, how can we do this? It's easy for me to stand here today and bring a message to people that essentially I don't know, and to share the gospel with so many people around the land of people who don't know. What is difficult is when we're with the people we do know, and we're with our family members, and I'm with my brothers, and when you're in the office in the morning or wherever you find yourself or with your neighbors, that's when the rubber hits the road and when it gets difficult. And we all ask ourselves this, but God is the one who makes us competent as ministers of the new covenant. And if you forget everything I've said today, which is a distinct possibility, but if you forget most of it, but this one point, that would be good. God doesn't need our brilliance to make a difference through us. He just looks for our availability to be used. Okay? He doesn't need our brilliance to use us. He just looks for our availability. So who are those people that you can reach this week? Who are those people that I can reach this week? And we're not saying let's go and reach the world, because actually the reality is if every Christian in Northern Ireland was committed to reaching one person for Jesus, I think we could see revival. We don't need church strategies bought off the internet from America or church growth packages. If every Christian was committed to reaching one person for the Lord, to love them, to do life with them, befriend them, shine, we can see revival in this land. So who is that person or those people in our spheres of influence that we could reach? The potential here is enormous. The potential here is enormous. So can we be inspired to go to where God has planted us for such a time as this and shine through the thick and the thin of life? And that might be to go home today to someone who's not here and offer forgiveness or say sorry. It might be to ring somebody we haven't rang in a long time and just meet up with them for a coffee. It might be to just go and do a random act of kindness for someone. Whatever it might be, that we just go and we say, God, I'm available. Use me and go and shine for him. And remember, as we do it, he makes us competent as ministers of the new covenant. So it's been really good to be here today and to try and share with you some of what Christ Jesus is doing around the land. And if you want more information, there are brochures going to be given out to everybody as you leave today, and appreciate the folk who are going to help with that. But I finish the way I started by saying this: often we can despair about the spiritual apathy in our land. Please remember, he's in control. He is working out his purposes, but he wants to do that through you, and he wants to do it through me. So please, let's be encouraged today. Go into the world that we live in and shine.